It's Wednesday, July 1st. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. Governor Mike Braun announced $84 million in infrastructure grants to 147 cities and counties across Indiana. Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita sent a letter to the town of Merrillville to rescind a resolution opposing Immigration and Customs Enforcement establishing a detention facility or face a state lawsuit. And Governor Mike Braun announced on Tuesday that the state will make good on any financial loss local governments face because of the ongoing gas tax suspension. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Governor Mike Braun announced $84 million in infrastructure grants to 147 cities and counties across Indiana. The matching funds are intended to bolster investment in local bridge and road projects. The state awarded over $165 million in infrastructure grants this year. Speaking at an event in Crawfordsville on Tuesday, Braun said good roads are essential to supporting economic growth.
Every one of our counties is going to get attention to the extent maybe they haven't in the past. And infrastructure is the place where it shows up most visibly.
The announcement comes as the state has suspended its gas and excise taxes to help bring the cost of gas at the pump down. That's costing the state roughly $140 million every month and could impact local road projects. Braun acknowledged that the state will have to figure out a longer-term road funding solution during the next legislative session. Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita sent a letter to the town of Merrillville to rescind a resolution opposing Immigration and Customs Enforcement establishing a detention facility or face a state lawsuit. WFYI's Samantha Horton reports the attorney general is using one of the newest state laws in his demand.
In a letter, Rokita cites the Fairness Act that prohibits local government, schools, and law enforcement from impeding ICE operations. The new law strengthens the state's ability to eliminate sanctuary cities. Merrillville Town Council passed a resolution in January, responding to speculation that ICE would acquire a warehouse for detention purposes. The resolution opposed the conversion of existing industrial warehouses for detaining people, citing concerns about buildings not intended for human occupation being used. It does not prevent ICE from purchasing buildings or developing a detention facility in the town, but Rokita claims officials have interfered in potential real estate transactions. Rokita gave city officials until July 15th to rescind the resolution or face a civil penalty of up to $10,000 for each violation of state code. I'm Samantha Horton in Indianapolis.
Dangerously high temperatures have arrived in Indiana, bringing preventable risks with it. WFYI's Chloe White has more.
Heat exhaustion, cramps, and stroke are all acute medical conditions that can quickly become life-threatening. In high temperatures, loose-fitting clothing, shaded areas, and water can save lives. Excessive sweating, weakness, and a racing heartbeat are symptoms that may require medical attention. Regional Communications Manager Janie Bowman for the Red Cross says that awareness is the first step to safety.
Extreme heat can be dangerous, and we're really encouraging people to take precautions this week as temperatures and the heat index values are going to be really high.
If you can't cool down at home, the Indiana Department of Homeland Security provides cooling centers across Indiana. You can also call 211 to learn about resources in your area. I'm Chloe White in Indianapolis.
Governor Mike Braun announced Tuesday that the state will make good on any financial loss local governments face because of the ongoing gas tax suspension. As WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports, while the suspension has saved residents money at the pump, the move has an impact on local roads and government budgets.
The governor has previously stated that the suspension of the state's gas and excise taxes is costing the state roughly $140 million each month. Now the governor says the state will work to ensure that local governments aren't missing out on their portion of those taxes as well.
Every penny that you've had to forego will be replenished, and we hope to do the same thing for state road funding as well.
The proposal will still need to be approved by the State Board of Finance in late July. A spokesperson for the Indianapolis Department of Public Works says the tax suspensions have cost the city roughly $8 million so far, and they, quote, appreciate the news about reimbursement. I'm Ben Thorpe in Indianapolis.
More news in a moment.
Support for WBOI comes from Heartland Sings, presenting their summer season, performing family-friendly music at Fort Wayne Parks, Sundays at 3 p.m. Heartland Sings, changing lives through song. Details at heartlandsings.org/events.
Here's what to know for today. As a massive heat wave moves across most of the Midwest and the East this week, the city of Fort Wayne is reminding residents to make use of cooling centers around the city. Darren Vaught is moving forward with a recount in his 14-vote loss to State Senator Liz Brown. And gross assessed values for commercial, industrial, and residential properties in Indiana collectively rose nearly 10% across the state this year. That's Who and What for Wednesday, July 1st. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.